Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul, Thursday, the Bills will be hosting another preseason game, this time against Pittsburgh. You've already been to the new Highmark Stadium. What are your thoughts on what you saw inside the stadium?
Oh, I thought it was new and refreshing. I went to the red and blue practice scrimmage. My son has the season tickets, and he had a wedding that day, so I got the ticket to go with my other daughter and that. So it was. I thought the openness of the whole the corridors and just the freshness of a new stadium, different vantage points walking around from each level. Of course, I walked around each one to check it out. And he has his seats up in the 400 level in the corner, which in the old stadium would have been pretty far up there. He's like two rows from the top. And I was really impressed on the closeness to the field, no matter where you are, really. I know a lot of people are complaining at obstructed views, but it's got to be far and few in between, in my opinion of that.
So, what should Paul? What should fans expect when they head into the Highmark Stadium, seeing it for the first time? What do you think will be the big highlights?
I just think just the whole newness of the stadium itself. I mean, just everything is new. Even the sound system. I mean, you hear a band play and it's live. It's no delay. It is a big change from the old Highmark. Just the viewpoints. The different choices of vendors. I mean, you can walk around and you don't have to go too far to find, you know, food or bathrooms. And you have terraces at each level where you can, you know, see the field from that point. I mean, again, he was up in this 400 level, our seats, and we had points that we could stop along the way and see the field. And, you know, I'm not sure how it'll work during a game, but they allow you to, you know, take different viewpoints, you know, as you're walking around. What also is cool is even the exterior, they have terraces that you can see the city of Buffalo skyline. I mean, a lot of cool personal things, you know, that you didn't have at the old stadium. It's not one, you know, there might be other stadiums that are very similar. I think the one in England, they modeled this after, you know, but it's nice and just fresh and new, and it's a very unique experience.
How else do you compare the new Highmark Stadium to the old Highmark Stadium?
I think just your options, you know, I mean, it's different. It's not your generic, you know, you're walking around a corridor, the wider corridors, the different openness of the viewpoints while you're walking around. I mean, the old stadium, you'd walk to a certain section. You have to walk through a tunnel to get to your seats. Here, I mean, it's wide open, you know, vantage points. And that's a big difference, I think. Also, I mean, we're up in the 400 level, which was kind of weird. It started raining during that practice, and we didn't get any rain on our seats, and the lower level did. But it was just, I'd like to see it like in a windy game, what it would be like. But I think it's been designed properly. And again, it's just a fresh, whole new fresh atmosphere, I believe. That's my opinion.
For a fan going to the first time, what is the must thing to see, must thing to do?
Oh, gosh. I would say just take it all in. I mean, depending where your seats are, you want to go to your seats, but check out the whole stadium. It's not what you think it is as far as, you know, being common and generic. You know, experience the whole stadium. Walk around each section. If you can get around and just, if you're there for the first time, I think you want to try and see everything you can and the different views. There's different vendors. I mean, they have a local flair with the different neighborhoods, the different vendors. Like, I'm from Kaisertown. They had a Kaisertown, roast beef stand. It was North Park, you know, all the different neighborhoods. So I thought that was kind of cool. Again, the old stadium was more generic with the sports service. You know, what you had was what you had. Every place is unique here. I think they got a lot of the local vendors in there too, you know. I think there's also automation too, like with drinks. You know, you go in and you put your card, it takes your, like a $30 deposit, and you go in and you pick out your drinks, and it will read what you picked from the, from the stand. So it's much more automated. I think it'll be quicker as far as food. I hope it is. I mean, I haven't been there for the actual game, but it looks like it's built that way, you know? So that's what I'd say. Just experience the whole stadium. Don't, you know, check out your seats, but look elsewhere, you know, as well.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.